Hello everyone, and welcome back. We have some big news coming out of the tech world that's definitely sparking some conversation. Palantir Technologies has recently announced a significant departure from traditional corporate messaging through the publication of a mini manifesto.
It's a bold move, to say the least. This document denounces inclusivity and labels specific cultural norms as regressive. This action marks a pivotal moment in the industry's conversation regarding the ideological alignment of major technology firms.
I can't believe they're taking such a hard stance. The core of the manifesto centers on a firm stance against what Palantir describes as regressive cultures. It feels like they are really trying to draw a line in the sand.
That's exactly what it comes down to. Within this context, the term refers to organizational values that prioritize diversity and specific social metrics over what the company views as pragmatic or traditional Western ideals.
It's pretty intense. By publicly challenging the modern emphasis on inclusivity, Palantir is signaling a potential shift in its internal policies and external partnerships. It feels like they are positioning themselves as defenders of the West, suggesting a belief that current cultural shifts are moving technology in the wrong direction.
Yes, and we can't ignore the context when analyzing this announcement. Palantir has been closely associated with government agencies, particularly through its work with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Right, and that work has already drawn attention to the company's political leanings. By pairing this government work with a manifesto that critiques inclusive cultural norms, Palantir is drawing a clear line between its business operations and its ideological stance.
Correct. The company's defense of the West often intersects with national security and immigration policy debates. This move distinguishes Palantir from peer tech companies that actively market diversity as a core pillar of their brand.
It definitely sets them apart. Such statements inevitably spark debate among employees, partners, and the general public regarding the role of corporations in political discourse. This announcement is not happening in a vacuum.
True. The tech industry has long grappled with the intersection of technology and politics. However, Palantir's explicit rejection of inclusivity brings this issue to the forefront. It raises questions about the future of corporate governance in the United States.
Are companies free to adopt specific political ideologies without facing backlash? Furthermore, the label of regressive is particularly contentious. In the modern business environment, terms like inclusivity and diversity are often seen as essential for innovation.
By opposing these concepts, Palantir is challenging the prevailing narrative that diversity drives better business outcomes. This could lead to a polarization within the tech sector, potentially splitting the industry into factions based on cultural values.
That is a heavy thought. For other technology companies, Palantir's manifesto serves as a warning shot. It suggests that the current era of woke capitalism, or ESG investing, might be facing headwinds from the government contract side.
Exactly. It places pressure on the company to justify its position. Investors and customers may scrutinize whether this stance will impact their bottom line. Government contracts often require adherence to specific standards, and there is a risk that this ideological rigidity could complicate partnerships with agencies or international entities that have different cultural expectations.
It really is a significant declaration that the company is willing to take a hard stance on cultural issues. Whether this will lead to long-term stability or controversy remains to be seen. However, it is clear that the relationship between technology, politics, and culture is becoming increasingly complex.
As the industry moves forward, companies like Palantir will likely continue to navigate these waters carefully, balancing their commercial goals with their ideological convictions.
For now, the tech world watches to see how this new direction plays out in the coming months. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.